the reason that candidates many times with the best qualifications on paper don't get the job is that that's not why the job is there. People get jobs because hiring people perceive this desire. They perceive this enthusiasm, this perseverance. They're not merely looking at degrees down through here and work history. And so remember this when you're putting together your resume. Let's talk about marketing the product of you into an area that you love. Remember, when you're putting together your resume, resumes do not get jobs, they get interviews. You are not trying to sell yourself. You're trying to sell an interview with that piece of paper. If resumes worked, you would just mail out resumes and you'd have six companies call and say, why don't you start Monday? Resumes don't work. All they're good for is to possibly sell an interview. And the interview is when the product called you is sold. And that's nerve-wracking, but you've got to understand you are in the marketing business when you are on a job hunt. And you're selling a product you're pretty familiar with. You. So don't go in there and try to be someone you're not. People can smell that a mile away. And if it's not a fit, just say, you know what, this is not a fit. And that's okay. Because there's other JOBs out there. There's other things to do. And don't get all caught up in that one thing. I've got to have that job to exist. You need to be on a path that includes lots of alternatives that line up with your values, your passions, and your abilities. Most hiring decisions are made in the first 3 to 5 minutes of an interview. In the first 3 to 5 minutes of an interview. One particular article in the Wall Street Journal interviewed hiring executives across America, and a lot of them said that they literally, in a high-volume hiring situation, will make the decision in the first 10 to 15 seconds. I was signing books the other night, and I had a man and his wife come up, and their two children come up with them that were, they weren't children, they were young people, young teenagers. And the young man walked up to me and stuck his hand out and introduced himself and looked me in the eye with a firm handshake. He didn't crush my hand, but he didn't give me a dish rag. And in our culture, I'm amazed at how many dads have not taught their young men how to shake a hand. Okay? That'll blow an interview in a heartbeat. That's your first 10 seconds. You've got to walk in there and meet that thing head on, not arrogant, not prideful, but confident. And that young man there, 16, 17 years old, said, my name is, and shook my hand. I went, that was good. That guy, you can just tell, you know, and you don't want him doing this, right? He has, that mama and dad have poured some stuff into that kid. He's going to be good. He's going to do well. Ads in the newspaper only represent about 15% of what is available. And yet that's where most people spend 100% of their time looking. You need to spend most of your time on the other 85%. Most jobs of high quality, most positions that flow out of a vocation mindset never make it to the paper, do they? They never even make it on the job market. No one lets them know because someone knows someone and helps them get that position called networking. And so be sure you're spreading the word out there within people that you know and that know you and love you that have connections and can put you in a position to hook you up with someone who can put you in your dream approach to a job. Target the companies that you would like to work for and contact them at least 3 times. At least 3 times. The first thing we suggest you do is to send out a simple introduction letter. Did you notice we didn't send them a resume? That's shocking. This is a letter saying, I'm getting ready to start bothering you. Right? This is a letter saying, I have identified your company as a really good place to hire me, and over the next several weeks, you're going to identify me as someone you really need to be part of your team. Sounds almost arrogant, doesn't it? Sounds confident. It sounds a little different to most people's approach to looking for a job, doesn't it? And just mass resume mailing and then sit and wait. Okay? Send them a letter that says, I'm getting ready to begin a marketing program. We are going to market to you the best product in the marketplace today, and that's me. Now, we're being a little bit melodramatic, but you get the point, right? Okay? And then what you're basically telling them in that letter is a little bit about you and that you will be sending them another cover letter with a resume attached, so be expecting it. And of course, in that cover letter with that resume, now this resume does not merely list where you've been, okay? This resume lists what you learned, where you've been, and how that applies to their particular situation. Most people have access to a word processor that can do some pretty clean typesetting these days, okay? And so just customize every single resume to that company. I mean, the mission of the mission statement at the bottom of the resume needs to be to go to work for that company when you send it. Not just, I want this vague thing, I'd like someday to be a harvester of fruit, you know. I mean, what's up with, you get the wildest looking things on resumes, don't you? Most bizarre stuff out there. So what you need to do instead is send something that is customized to them, and in the cover letter tell them that you will be giving them a phone call, a phone follow-up. So by then they're expecting your call. Now, if it's a huge company and they're trash canning all of this stuff, they may not be. But we have already established that most companies are under 100 employees and would not be considered huge. Most companies in America don't have an HR person. Most companies have a president or vice president within a team of 30 or 40 or 5 or 10 employees that make the hiring decisions. And if they start seeing some things like this, they start to see some stuff. Now, I heard a story once that applies to this, and it'll tell you that this idea will work. I'm not sure I would want to work for this jerk, but it was kind of an interesting way of looking at what he did. This guy was a sales manager, and he was hiring and training salespeople in a very high rejection warrior kind of situation. These need to be salespeople that could draw the sword and go, wah, 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 right? They were not just, these had to be not just I like to kind of like people type sales. No, these were people that went in there, killed it, and drug it out in the street and gutted it. You know, I mean, these were people that really knew how to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And he would interview these salespeople and tell them that perseverance was part of what it took to win at this job. And if you didn't have just intense, focused desire, you would lose at this job. And you know what, Henry? I think you're just the kind of guy we want. It's Thursday, and he would say something like, I want you to call me on Monday, and we'll tell you what's going on. You're just the kind of guy. And Henry goes out there going, man, I got that one. And he would call on Monday, and the guy wouldn't take his call. And he would call on Tuesday, and the guy wouldn't take his call. And he wouldn't take their calls for 2 weeks. Anyone that called after 2 weeks, he hired them. Everyone else, he weeded out people who wouldn't be persistent. Huh, a little bit manipulative. I don't know if I like this or not. But the point is, he was getting the results. He wanted somebody that would stick with it, that would not be denied, that would keep beating on the door, that would keep making it happen. And that's a good way to find them, isn't it? Okay, now I can tell you I really don't want you pestering me to death if I've interviewed you. So that's not a technique I use, okay? So that doesn't apply. You with me? So there's a fine line between persistence and pestering, okay? But you've got to look in there, and you've got to sometimes read into what these people are thinking. What are the job qualifications? And if it is a sales type, attack type position, then maybe you need to represent that in how you are marketing yourself. I mean, I don't know that you want a sales type, attack type accountant. Right? So if you're hiring someone to do your books, I don't know if you want these people calling you every day. They might worry the devil out of you about every penny the rest of the time they work there. Okay? You don't want somebody that's going crazy all the time in that kind of a setting. Take an active approach using these three steps for 30 to 45 days. That will open up opportunities for you. Now, you can't send out three. Active means you need to be doing a bunch of this. You need to identify any company, any area in which you want to be functioning in and go that direction and do a whole bunch of it. Now, the other side of this coin is that sometimes when we're getting out of debt, we're building up an emergency fund, we're doing these other things, sometimes for a short period of time, not for the rest of your life, because we want you to get financial peace, but for a short period of time, there are some reasons to do supplemental income. Part-time job, right? Sometimes you've got to do some things to make some things happen. Sometimes there's a log jam with the money and it just won't move, and the only way to move it is throw some dynamite in the middle, blows up some stuff, and gets some things moving. And that dynamite sometimes is a little extra income. Long-term income changes are covered by career changes, but many times the best way to meet short-term objectives is to take the dreaded part-time job.